Live on KEXP, one-of-a-kind performance.
Come on, let's go. K-E-X-P.
Recorded in the shadow of the Space Needle.
Hey, this is Moses.
This is Ingle.
This is Michelle from Japanese Breakfast.
King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
Meryl from 2 years.
This is Mac DeMarco.
Hey, this is Courtney Barnett.
KEXP.
All right.
Hello, everybody. I'm your host, Troy Nelson, and this is Live on KEXP. On the show this time, it's the Klingit Liberation Songs of Yat-Zin. Yat-Zin is the musical incarnation of multi-genre artist Nicholas Galanin. He is an activist, a thinker, and an indigenous person fighting against forces that would erase him. In his words, he resists romanticization, categorization, and limitation, and explores themes of adaptation, resilience, survival, active cultural amnesia, dream, memory, cultural resurgence, connection to and disconnection from the land. Remember we said multi-genre? In addition to making music, he does things like build a giant Indian land sign in Palm Springs written in the style of the Hollywood sign. Or, for Shadow on the Land, he excavated the shadow of a statue of Captain Cook in Sydney, like dug a hole exactly where the shadow is, deep enough that it could be buried in there. He also builds community. His connections, formed organically, are at this point so widespread that we could probably play the 6 degrees of Yat-Zin and it would work really well. Nicholas started a label, and then a festival, both of them named Home Skillet, up in Alaska, which has played host to musicians from all over, including many from Seattle. Over the years, collaborations happened, friendships grew, and ingenuity blossomed. KEXP's Larry Mizell Jr. asked Nicholas and creative ally OC Notes about how they build their tracks.
Going up to Alaska and making music with Nikki and Zach and all of the cats that end up coming through inevitably. Like, I don't think I've ever been there and there's not somebody who's, oh, such and such is in town or such and such is in town. You know what I mean? And so, like, everything has been very natural as far as the progression of the music has gone. You know what I'm saying?
How do you all coordinate? I mean, just the two of you are extremely prolific artists in a variety of forms, crazy booked out, always putting stuff out. How do you guys manage to come together and put it together?
I mean, I just want to be up there as much as I can, you know what I'm saying? And just to be up in that environment, it's a special place.
Gathering, coming together, being here, and then, you know, powering up that space. And then just capturing, you know, that's usually how it'll be for a little bit. We already have so much material from last projects, and, you know, Otis just sent like a box of jewels my way. Stan was so there's like no shortage, but things find their way through the filters of like finishing themselves. To the point where, like, this has to be here right now. It has to be in the world.
This performance has 5 songs recorded in the space they call the Spaceship in Alaska with a phenomenal band. We are more than excited to present Yat-Zin live on KEXP.
Thank you.
You just heard Yatsine with the songs Knives and Close the Distance.
Live on KXP.
Now here's more of our live session with Yatsine.
Thank you.
And that was our live session with Yatsin. You heard the songs A Feeling Undefined, Light the Torch, and At Tugani. We'd like to thank the band for virtually stopping by. Shout out to our partner station, KSUA 91.5 in Fairbanks, Alaska, broadcasting during the pandemic. As always, be sure to check out the video of this session. You can find that and all of our featured sessions at youtube.com/KEXP. Thanks for listening, everybody. For my producers, Jackson Long and Julian Martlew, I'm Troy Nelson, and we will see you next week. This is Live on KEXP.
Live on KEXP is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.